Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, he's not deluded.
Ladies and gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning. It is a good morning, isn't it?
Oh, it really is.
It is. It's a beautiful fall morning here.
Yeah.
And
we're here to expand our prosperity consciousness.
We all need that.
Yes, we do.
We all need that.
You know, Christine, can you share with us what the Divine Mother told you this morning about the feelings?
About the feelings?
Feelings. Financial ceilings and breaking through.
Oh, ceilings.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, I will. Sure, I'll do that.
Cool.
Should I
introduce you first? I'll introduce you first. And, you know, we just got done talking about, here's one thing.
We really
thing.
Did. We yeah. just got through kind of debriefing ourselves on what our divine downloads were this morning.
Sometimes I'm just so giddy at how lucky I am to be part of your life and you be part of mine. We have these big lives, you know. I have a great guy in my life. I have a great brother, and he's a great girlfriend. And, you know, I got mom and dad who I adore, and I work with my mom, you know, and I feel really blessed. And,
me too.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Me
and,
too, girlfriend.
Yeah, good, good. And, you know, this morning I was talking to you, and you said, you know, here's what the Divine Mother told me.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me something that was I thought was really profound.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about manifesting a day and manifesting dollars. But here's Christine Marie. She's my mother.
Well, do you want to introduce me?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And
sure.
She has her master's degree in counseling. And you were a psychotherapist for many years.
Yep.
And you still have some clients as well once in a while, mm-hmm. you know, the ones mm-hmm. you've had before.
But now...
Now you're a certified law of attraction coach.
Coach is so much better.
Yes.
So
and
much better.
Well, and you're also a prosperity guide.
That's right.
And
I'm an intuitive.
Yeah. Oh, and of course you're an intuitive.
Well, can I say why I like to say that? Because it really adds such an amazingly wonderful dimension to what we do here.
Yes, it
and,
does.
And I just, you know, I feel so grateful
yes.
that I actually use it for good and not evil.
Well, because you're vibrating higher and you see a lot more light in your life.
Yes, that's true.
The things that you pick up intuitively mm-hmm. reflect that.
Reflect that higher self
yes.
energy, yes.
Yes, it really does. And so then you realize that it is perspective and mm-hmm. what life offers you and all this stuff. But, you know, we've really studied the law of attraction. Oh, I'm Julie, by the way, and I have my bachelor's degree in education. And I'm also a certified law of attraction coach. And, you know, just been on this amazing journey. And I can honestly say... being a business owner as well and have been for a long, long time and the ups and downs of that. And I can honestly say that I have never been happier. Even in the midst of things changing and even in the midst of things not going the way I intended it,
right.
I know the universe has my back and I've never been happier. And that's a very true statement. And we love sharing and helping people help themselves realize and utilize the law of attraction and other spiritual laws for success
mm-hmm.
and using it as leverage. But this morning, you know, we were talking about the show today, and you said, the Divine Mother told me a day that
we need to take the lid off the ceilings of our financial abundance.
Yes.
That we have a ceiling and that we need to, take the lid off of that.
Yes.
And that she also said, however, do it in incremental steps.
Right.
So that's is that what you know?
That's exactly what I wanted
to say.
Because here it is. I'm going to bring this back around a little bit.
Sure.
Last week we talked about money. You know, creating it, really feeling
dollars make the world go round.
And just saying dollars puts a smile on my face.
Me too.
Right?
I love it.
And we discussed this one game called the checkbook game, where every day you give yourself $1,000. Day one, $1,000, and then you spend it. And you put it in a register. And then the next day, you give yourself $2,000, then spend it. And typically what happens, people have, they kind of fall to the wayside. You know, sometimes it's at $20,000 a day.
Yes.
Sometimes it's at $60,000.
Yeah, are you going to talk about me?
Yes.
Yeah,
where
good.
Where did you drop off at?
$95,000.
$95,000.
Yes.
And I said to you before, I go, that was your ceiling.
It was.
There are people out there that would have no problem spending $95,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
And this is
then,
just,
next day was $96,000.
Yeah,
I had $96,000. Yeah.
And so it was interesting because here the Divine Mother said, please look at your ceilings and release the ceilings and enjoy incremental changes.
Yes, yes, incremental steps.
Yes, that's who we all are. That's what we're all about.
Yes.
You know, would I love to see everybody listen to our phone call a day within 30 days manifest $100 million? Yes, I would love that.
Mm-hmm.
However, it may be more yours if you see, in the next 30 days you've increased your salary or your intake of funds by 10%. And in the next 30 days by 20%.
Yeah.
And in the next 30 days by another 10 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
And increasing and really owning and
really
aligning.
Think about it. What does it just in your paychecks, an extra 10%.
What would that do for you?
It would be nice.
Wouldn't
it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be nice? That's another process, you know?
Right.
And so and what you focus on expands. So true, isn't it?
Yes.
So if you're focusing on what you don't have, if you're focusing on the lack of something, guess what? You get more of that because that expands. So we say, what's the right question? What's going right in your life?
I love that.
And
say it again.
Yeah.
When you ask yourself the right question.
What's the right question? What's going
right
in your
life?
And then begin that little journey, you know, focusing on what's right.
Yeah.
And watch that expand. I remember Abraham saying, one time, you know, you people out there, you get your checks in the mail, you get your paychecks, and you run to the bank and put it in, deposit it. You don't even hold on to it for an hour. Hold on to that. Look at that. Really feel that check, you know. And so ever since I heard that, which was a couple years ago, I mean, I purposefully do that. I hold on, you know. Well, this one check I had here, I had it for like 2 weeks, you know.
Right.
Just looking at it, feeling it. It was just a check that came in the mail. It was like $4,500, so that. But it was fun.
Yes.
Just kept looking at it. No, it had $6 on it extra for interest or something, you know.
Right, right.
And I finally deposited that yesterday, you know.
Yeah, and it felt kind of fun to have it around, didn't
it? Yes, it did. I go, I got this little check here, and this. I looked at it every day. It was great, you know.
And, you know, I know like a couple weeks ago, We had broken through a ceiling for us financially.
Mm-hmm.
And we did,
that's right.
Yeah, and we made copies and evidence of all that happening. And, you know, and it was fun.
It was great.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Did we make $1 million last month? No. You know?
No.
But we broke through a ceiling. And we paid its respect and said, hey, you know, thank you.
Yes.
We're happy, we're grateful, and we're looking at this expansion going, yes, and please give me more.
That's right. Thank you, mistress. May I have some more, please?
Thank you. So may I have some more? Or however, was that from Oliver?
I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, come on. That just, you know, I just love that. I love breaking through that ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And
maybe we need to really look today. I mean, I know that we're going to talk about how to manifest, and that's an absolute wonderful thing.
Right.
But maybe during this call, we can also look at ceilings in our lives everywhere, you know, that we need to break through.
Yes.
Today, we can look today on places to break through. And I think a good place to start is a limiting belief system.
Yes.
You know, and that could also reflect your financial abundance, you know.
Oh, it certainly can.
You know,
I know one right away.
Oh, go ahead, tell me.
I mean, if you don't start early, you can't retire good.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't start saving when you're 18 and putting away your money from 18 on, there's no way you can retire.
And you can imagine some of the people that, like, literally lost a huge amount of their retirement.
Oh, yeah.
And have been saving since 18.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know, here's another one that the media wants you to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a stupid one. But
which
it's kind
one
of,
is it?
Well, like, you know, if you want to buy somebody a diamond ring for an anniversary, it's 4 months' salary, right? You're like, I'm thinking I'm worth at least 12.
But you know what, though? It is good to really question these things that are just programmed in us. And we don't give it a second thought, and yet they impact us. And really, you know what? Every belief we have, we learn someplace, some way, some shape or form.
Right.
From our mamas, from our daddies, from grandma and grandpa, from our schools, from our churches. You know, we learn these belief systems. Guess what? We can unlearn them.
We can
unlearn them.
Or even
can you imagine from day one if you were taught, you know, you are abundant, you are prosperous, the universe adores you, you know, Source adores you, Source orchestrates your well-being for you. Can you imagine I can't even imagine how you'd grow up, you know?
I know. You know what? You may grow up quite happy.
Yes, you would.
Quite
yes,
content.
You have the happiness factor.
Yes.
Well, it's. Shall we get back to our topic then?
Yes.
We've got like 30 minutes left of the show, but here's what Julie wrote today: Prosperity Consciousness, an easy 4-step process to manifesting.
Yay!
Christine Marie and Julie discuss the 4-step process to manifesting your dreams and desires. Hey, call in with questions and comments.
Yes.
And about how to leverage the law of attraction so it works for you. I love that word now. You know that, don't you?
I know you love the word leverage.
I didn't used to get it. You know, you used to talk about it all the time years ago. And then just like one day the light bulb went off and or on and went, oh, I understand. I get it. Leverage. Yes.
You know what? Leverage is a very powerful word. And this idea that law of attraction works regardless. If you're thinking positive or
24/7,
negative.
24/7. The law of attraction is working in your life. And for most people, it works by default.
Yes.
They don't realize what they're creating.
You know, and it's funny. I've had, I will share a little story. Like this morning, I felt pretty good for the most part. And I was getting really productive. I was up since 5 and working and getting things done and feeling really good. And then all of a sudden, this one little thought came in my head. And I entertained it. And I played with that thought, and boy.
Guess what? Another one came.
Another one at that low vibration came.
And then another one?
Another one. And then all of a sudden, you know, out of the clear blue sky, I had an old thought pattern of like, and I'll share because it's a ridiculous thought.
Sure.
It's a ridiculous thought, and I don't feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
But this thought came into my head, which is, my brother is the golden child, and I'm not.
That's exactly what you said. And not only that, but Greg's going to have, like, you know, golden children. And
you know. And, you know, yada, yada, yada. They're going to go to Catholic school, yada, yada, yada.
They're going to wear uniforms.
I know. And maybe it's my maternal clock ticking. I don't know. But it was so funny because I really just at that moment was.
And that's where you're vibrating.
That's where I was vibrating. Yeah. And that was not my first thought.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was about something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I entertained it, and then now I'm feeling like this. I'm like, oh, and then, you know, and it's before the show, and I'm like, what's going on here? And now I feel totally aligned with my well-being again. And that's why I say I've never been happier.
Mm-hmm.
Because there were times in my life I felt bad for not just minutes, for days.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, you know, here I am, you know, master's degree and, you know, the psychology of things and all of that. And I have never felt better these last several years in my life, even when I, you know, when I was getting my master's and I knew all this stuff, but I wasn't feeling it, you know.
Yes.
And I was still, and Julie, can I say I love that word entertaining, because the visual I had was, you know, you're in this, you know, intimate room, there's candles, there's music, you know, and in walks this, you know, this dark thought.
Yes.
And come sit down. Have a drink. You know, I
right.
want you to stay a while. And not only that, but, oh, guess what? Another friend of yours is coming in, you know?
Yeah, come down. Exactly.
Well, pretty soon you got yourself a nice little pity party.
Exactly. And I say, ixnay on that. Ixnay on that.
That's why I love when you said entertain, because I had that huge visual.
Well, and, you know, it's a good visual.
It is a good visual.
You know, anyway, so now we get back to the four steps to manifesting. So if you have your paper or replay this part, we go through this a lot in different ways because, you know, I listen to Abraham, I listen to Deepak and Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, all the goodies.
Christy Whitman, who's my mentor. I mean, Max, I mean, I listen to all these people ahead of me who've been doing this and studying this longer all the time, in the car, whatever, right? And so I know that it's good to hear it over and over again because we hear the negative thoughts over and over again. So here we go.
We replay them 80-something thousand times a day, negative thoughts. And
so,
of those, the same days before and the day before that. And then you wonder, you know, it's a gift to shift those thoughts.
So we kind of go, here's the first step. We always talk about ask. Asking, then aligning, allow, and then action. So we first off with the word, you know, ask.
Yes, and we ask a million times a day.
Don't we?
We really do. We shoot out these rockets of desire, and usually they come from what we don't want.
Exactly.
And so we ask, and so does the law of attraction and the law of deliberate creation, ask that you get very clear on what you want. And I can remember, you know, sitting with my mentor, I mean, decades ago, and saying, I know exactly what I don't want, but I can't tell you what I do want. And now I have no problem telling you exactly what I do want.
Yes.
And those things that I don't want, I don't give attention to.
And I loved it when Wayne Dyer said, I never speak of what I do not want. For me to get to that place would be a lovely desire. Now, you know, the universe acts on what, the reason why we want you to be careful what your words are is that they come from thought typically. And when you're careful what your words are, you learn to be careful of what your thoughts and what your feelings are. And that's what really counts, the emotional backing to your words.
Right.
You know, if you said, oh, I'm successful, but really
and
you're
really didn't feel that?
Yeah, you're believing like, I'm a loser.
That's
a
just
loser.
Really putting a smiley face over something.
Right. We don't.
It's like putting a smiley face over your car, you know, and it's got your gas is registering empty, you know.
Right.
You're still going to run out of gas, no matter
how hard you try.
How many happy faces are on there. So we do not advocate, you know, putting a positive spin on something when you really don't believe that.
Exactly.
We advocate knowing exactly where you're at, knowing that it's okay, there's no judgment, and organically, naturally moving yourself up into better feeling spaces.
Right. So what do you want? Ask. You know, tell the universe.
Write it down.
Yeah, asking is almost a question mark. Can I have this, please? That's kind of asking. It's almost like, you know, demanding. Or
I guess you're right.
You know.
I guess you're right. It's like a question.
Yeah. And
I would turn it into a sentence.
Yeah.
You know, I've decided. That's a beautiful way to start out. I've decided that I would like, you know, an extra $50,000 in my personal banking account
And then
in 3 months. I don't know, whatever.
I've decided I'm creating this money now, you know.
I've decided that I will be a published author.
Yes. I've decided I will be a published author.
I've decided that I will write and produce my screenplay.
Yes. And some people will say, then change it into the present tense. I've decided I am a published author. That is totally cool, too. You know? I've decided that I am at my ideal
weight. I even like that better.
Yeah. And so, you know,
putting it in the present tense.
Right. and make a declarative statement, something that you totally believe that can happen. You know, I had a client say, you know, that they wanted to create like $100 million.
Yes, and, I remember that client.
Yes, and at the time they were struggling to pay their mortgage. I'm like, you know, that's a pretty big leap. And it's good to have that as kind of like a goal or a dream or whatever. I'm not saying that.
$100 million. I mean, her life would change with $1 million.
Yes, it would. And doesn't it feel easier at this level, you know, for that incremental change? I want your declarative statement to be believable for you.
Yes, because, you know, now that we become deliberate creators, if you can create $1 million, you know you can create $2 million.
Yes.
You know, so you don't have to put that $100 million out there, and then the universe goes, well, she's in alignment. Her alignment, her energetic alignment right now is that she's having a hard time paying her mortgage, and here is the energetic alignment of $100 million. There's a pretty far gap.
Yes.
You know, that's a huge gap actually.
Right.
So that leads me hopefully to your next
aligning.
Next thing.
Aligning. Here, you know, here is where some work has to be done too. I mean, there is work is a funny word. I always say play. If your work is not playful to you, then find different work because you're going to be spending some time in it, you know. And even if it's, you know, making coffee at a coffee bar. I mean, I used to think working at Starbucks would be so exciting and fun, you know? And there were times when I was driving a truck for my dad, you know? I had really some really good days, you know? And so whatever you what was that about anyway? I can't remember.
You're
where
about
going.
Whatever you do, make it play.
Make it play, yes, make it play. And that's where we talk about aligning. So here you have your desire, and I want you to write down as – you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 or more of the essences of that desire or the
meaning
feeling,
how
the
you
emotion,
will feel.
How you will feel.
When you have that desire. You can imagine.
Yes.
This is where your imagination comes into play. So you've got your desire down. And, you know, we like to have our top three. We always talk about. So what are some of those feelings? And, you know, usually people go, relief. Okay, so good. Get that out of the way. I'm really relieved that I have that, you know.
Right.
But then what do you feel? Do you feel empowered? Do you feel knowledgeable? Do you feel, did I say positive already?
Yeah. No, no.
You know, all these feelings that you write down that you personally are going to feel, guess what? That becomes your canvas from which to live your life out of. And I know you're going to say, well, how could I feel good when I don't have what I... See, you already started focusing and flowing your energy to what you're lacking, what you don't have.
Yes, because you can't get rich feeling poor.
You can't, and you can't get healthy feeling sick.
No, you just can't. And if you did, it's very short-lived, and it's not fun. You know, I want you to experience joy. So here we are. We have to have you experience these. Your goal is to figure out ways to
every day
to feel your new self.
Your new life.
Your new life. And that's why you're aligning yourself with your new desire.
Living out the essence of that which you desire.
And once you do that enough, and once you then truly align with that new self, the universe has no choice but to give you what you asked for.
Because it is a vibrational universe. We are vibrational human beings.
Everything is energy.
Everything is energy, and the law of attraction states like attracts like. That which is like unto itself is drawn.
Yes.
And so that's how you align. It's as simple as that. You start feeling better and better. You start feeling how you would feel when you get your desire. That's how you manifest it. It's as simple as that. And really, when we say we've never felt better, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, it's absolutely true.
And did it come initially because we go, hey, wait a minute, we started learning from Deepak and from Wayne Dyer and from, you know, the Hicks. We started learning how important it was to really take charge of our feelings And we never disavow our feelings. If we're feeling crappy or poopy, we go, wow, we're feeling crappy, poopy. We talk about it, but we're always aware of that, what we call the tipping point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to stay there more than 50% because then, you know, we try to balance anything out with going over 50%
right.
of the good feeling. So during the day, you want to feel more than 50%.
And if you entertain negative feelings for 30 minutes, you need to be consciously entertaining positive feelings for 35 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's how we feel, really.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Well, and you know, it's interesting because, like, this morning I had, like I said, I was entertaining some negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and told you about them, and I
mm-hmm.
said, here's what I want you to do. I don't want you to get involved with it. I said to you, don't.
Yes, you did.
I don't connect with them. I'm just here. I won't be here long.
Mm-hmm.
But at the moment, this is where I'm at. But don't feed into it.
Right.
Because sometimes when you're witnessing it, you got two choices, really. You could ignore it,
mm-hmm.
or I guess three. You could, you know, disagree with it,
mm-hmm.
which would make the other person kind
mm-hmm.
of, you know, crazy. You could add into it, and that would make the person feel worse.
Yeah, you could become a sponge.
Yeah. Yeah, or you could just, like, let it be and not engage.
Well, I call it, like, holding a container.
Holding the container. I love that.
Yeah. We create a container. And then we put those feelings in the container.
Yeah.
So they get their day in court. They, you know, they get heard, but nobody gets assaulted by them.
Yeah. So let's say this. You know, one of my desires is that by my birthday this year, every time I'm on the phone call, there's a four deer in the backyard.
Four deer?
Yeah. Hello, deer.
Is it the albino deer?
No, no albino deer.
Okay. We have a little white deer that got birthed this year, and he roams our area. He's so cute.
Yes, they're very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And our dogs love rolling around in their poo.
When we're not looking.
We don't look at that part. You know?
I think they feel like, you know what, now I'm completely covered in deer poo. You don't see me.
You only see
the deer poo.
My smell is math. Yes, it is, and now you have to take a shower.
That's right.
So, but, you know, where are you aligning at? And so that's the next step. You take your essences, how you want to feel,
mm-hmm.
all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you start practicing
mm-hmm.
those feelings.
That's a great word, too, practice. Because, you know what, we're not going to be, nobody's perfect. We're human, and we are just practicers, and we're deciders. You know, I decide today that I'm going to practice good feelings, and
yes.
I'm going to look at things that are working. I'm going to look at things that are right. And I'm not going to give too much attention to things that are not working, are not problems.
Right.
You know, that's a keen way to start.
Yes.
So what's the next one after you've aligned?
Allow. Here's another one.
Allow. And what prevents you from allowing?
Oh, so much.
I know.
Resistance, the big R word.
The big R is resistance.
Resistance.
I think one is you give the universe a time, you know, like I need $50,000 by this weekend. Now
yeah.
give it to me.
Yes.
I'm alive.
Well, and here's the thing. The reason why time is sometimes time is great,
mm-hmm.
especially on the back end of a goal, if it feels like it keeps you on task and
mm-hmm.
energized.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't make it, if
mm-hmm.
if it's something you can go, okay, maybe my timing was off. But if you use it to beat it yourself up,
yes.
or if you use it for evidence that it's not working,
yes.
and if you use
that's,
it as
those are all the reasons why
yeah.
I say time, because most people go, you know, like the old adage, are you going from Tucson to San Diego? And you get halfway and you go, I'm not there yet. I failed. I shall just turn around and go back. You know?
Right.
No.
You know, you don't have to
You're
do that.
You're not there yet.
And I love I want to say Zig Ziglar, but it was Bob Proctor, who said you can fail your way to anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you realize that, I mean, like they said, the space station, but, you know,
to the moon?
They failed their way to the moon.
Uh-huh.
They were always off a little bit, and they had
yes.
to correct themselves.
Yes.
So when you
I call that feedback.
Yeah, it's just feedback.
An actual feedback mechanism.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
And I can compensate and go this way, you know.
Yeah. And so then you go, okay, so I know that during this time, the universe has to
really set into motion. All these things have to go from in my way to get me where I want.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it won't look the way I thought it was going to look.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still on my way.
And you'll still have the essences of it.
And you'll still have the essences of it.
Which is, and that's why I think that the universe surprises and delights you.
Yeah, oh,
in those
all
ways.
The time. All the time it surprises and delights
yeah.
me.
I have a hand up, but let's finish the last one,
okay.
which is action.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one more thing about allowing.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
No. Mm-hmm. So you timing as well as doubting. And when you feel that those words of doubt, I don't believe it's coming,
mm-hmm.
just keep saying to yourself, I'm in the process of creating this.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided it's on its way. It's on its way. It's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you'll start feeling better, and it will be on its way.
I mean, and really that word doubt is, you know, even when you say it, it has a low vibrational frequency
to it. Yes,
it
does. Yes, it does.
It's kind of like depression. You know, you feel it, you go, ugh.
Yes.
You know, doubt, you know. When so much of our life is made better by the practice of faith and trust
yes.
and hopeful expectancy
mm-hmm.
and legitimate hope,
yes.
there's nothing better.
Yeah. Oh, nothing better.
There isn't.
And being joyously incomplete,
mm-hmm.
you know, knowing that you will
mm-hmm.
always be creating on this planet.
Yes, that's
always
our job.
Always be creating. Until the moment you decide to be non-physical again.
Right. The purpose of your life is freedom. The basis of your life is...
joy?
Yes.
And
or is it just the opposite?
Something like that. And expansion. Good
yes.
for all those good things.
Right.
Now, the last one is action.
Can I say that? Action.
Action.
I like that word.
You've
know, the
asked.
Law of attract
yes.
action.
Action. You've asked. And this is where people get messed up. Because I don't care how much positive thinking you do, unless it's backed with some kind of action,
mm-hmm.
you will stay in the exact same place you're at.
Mm-hmm.
And but after you've asked to find what you really want, after you've aligned, really become the essences of what you've asked for, after you've allowed, you know, you released, you relaxed, you know what's coming, the actions will be inspired. And this is where the leverage comes in. Because you could do some action that you feel kind of crappy about and get crappy results. But because you've already, you know where you're heading,
mm-hmm.
you're aligned with what you want,
mm-hmm.
and you're allowing, your actions will be more powerful,
mm-hmm.
take least effort, and you'll be playing.
Also, I always say before I do some kind of action that I ask that I be aligned.
Yes.
With my highest good. Like with this weekend, we had some action that we did, and I asked for, you know, that I asked that I'd be in alignment with it.
Yeah.
And it went smoothly.
Mm-hmm. It did. It did. It went smoothly. And we also talk about being in alignment with your well-being a lot before any step sometimes,
mm.
even before asking.
Yes.
If you're feeling, you know, we ask sometimes out of contrast. So before I really get clear on what I want, I align with my well-being,
mm-hmm.
which usually takes me about 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking of my dogs, thinking of that Mercedes I would love to have,
mm-hmm.
you know, thinking of my parents, my family, and my boyfriend, you know, in the good times,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Everybody
know?
Knows how to put themselves into,
yes.
guess what, I was, yesterday I watched an hour of Cash Cab. Was I vibrating high?
Yes,
that
you were.
Show does it to me. It makes me so freaking happy.
Because
I love it. They just get in this cab. They have no idea what's going to happen. And all of a sudden the lights go off and, you know, and they're answering questions. And I just love it. To me, it's like that's how the universe works, you know. You're just expecting a 36-block ride and, you know, in a cab. And all of a sudden, woohoo, you got surprised and delighted, you know.
Exactly.
I love Cash Cab.
Good. I do, too. I think it's fun. The only problem is I don't, you know, it's not even a problem. I always have to remind myself I'm smart enough. You know, I got A's in school because I have some of them tend to not feel so smart after I watch that show.
Oh, you.
It's true. I'm like, I know these answers, but I don't. They're not coming out of my head. I'm like, if it was multiple choice, I'd get them right. You know?
Oh, girlfriend.
But it was fun.
It's
I love seeing
it
them
is.
Prosper.
Yes. And it's, yeah, it's about the experience, girlfriend.
Yes, it is. Exactly.
I know, though. Yesterday you were like, don't say the answers out loud, Mom. Give me time to answer them.
Yes.
Like, okay.
I want to see if I can really figure these out.
It's like, see who's on the call.
Yes, please do.
This area code 310. Is that somebody we know?
I don't know.
Let's see if I can get him on.
Hello, 310. Are you there?
I don't know. Maybe yes, I don't know how to click.
Yes. Hey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Is it Shamar?
No, it's Vince.
Vince.
Vince. Hi, Vince. Long time no hear.
Yeah. How are you?
We're doing well.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know.
That's good to hear.
They're still in the process of working on the project, so.
Yay!
How's the manuscript coming?
It's a lot of work and a lot of research, but it's coming.
Oh, sure.
So,
are you enjoying the process?
You know, I'm going to be enjoying it after I'm done with it. You know, revealing.
Yes, you will. You'll look back going, oh, look what I created. This is really impressive. Can I ask you a question? Do you feel a little proud of yourself for doing this and the work that you're putting forth?
Yeah, I definitely am. At the end, it'll pay off, you know, in more ways than one.
Yes.
So.
Yes, and just keep saying that. And then during this time, though, I really want you to be in these emotions,
mm-hmm.
the essences of what you want.
Mm-hmm. The payoff emotions.
Yeah,
huh?
the payoff
emotions. You talked about a payoff. Feel that now as you put – it's like every line that you write, you're putting in that feeling of abundance and success and all that good stuff.
And I just want to say I'm so, so proud and tickled pink of you. I'm proud of you and I'm tickled pink for you because is that even a phrase, tickled pink? I think it is, yes. That you have chosen to put your words into writing. I think it's going to be so cathartic for you.
Yeah.
And so, and what a great place to have, you know, so kudos to you, sir, kudos. So what's going on right now with you?
Well, I'm just working on this thing, and you know, I met with my agent that just signed me, that she's going to be handling me. She's 79 years old. She's a real sweet old lady, and so she's really impressed with the way I look and everything. So she's right now things are slow, but things will pick up very soon, and you know. Oh, and then earlier this week on Saturday, see, Doritos is having a contest for anybody who comes up with a commercial. And what they do is they'll air the commercial during Super Bowl, and then people vote on it as to who they think is which commercial is the best.
Oh.
So I went for an audition for Doritos commercial on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And most commercials pay a lot of money in residuals. Well, this one doesn't. But here's the kicker: if I get picked to do this commercial, and because it's Super Bowl, normally I wouldn't do it for this low amount of money. But because it's a Super Bowl, I'm going to be seen by millions of people.
Yes.
And there's always a possibility that if the commercial does well, I'll get a lot more out of it than what I was going to get paid. Not just from this company who's putting on the commercial and who's picked me, but also from other people who sees me and may be interested in using me in their projects as well.
Of course.
So that's the way I'm looking. I'm looking at an overall picture. And now
mm-hmm.
If it was just an ordinary commercial that was going to be shown on cable network with very few or no audiences on a show or something, that I wouldn't bother. But because it's Super Bowl, it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a lovely thing. And
yeah.
then keep in the framework of just like, hey, I'm doing this because it gets my face out there. And
right.
it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you, Vince, were inspired to do that.
I was just going to say, this is a clear case of inspired action.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, don't play it, you know, don't entertain the thoughts of, like, it's not the best money, but, you know, just focus on the buts. Focus on, like, oh, it's going to be great exposure for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun to do,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and I feel good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I love that.
Now,
a huge win, Vince. That's a huge win.
Yeah.
And right now I see
the fact
you
that he got an agent?
Yes.
Yeah. So
very good.
That's really great. And it's almost like the agent that I had last year who died, it's almost like she sent this woman my way.
Uh-huh.
too.
Yeah.
How sweet. That's lovely.
So,
yes.
The only thing that I got to focus on right now is, like this with this lawsuit next week, because the company is denying my claim for injuries and for workman's comp. I have a deposition that my lawyer and I are going to next week with the company's lawyer. So I'm, just trying to focus on that. And also, too, at the same time, I got a letter last week from my lawyer that we already have a court date for arbitration to hear my case, but not till April.
But that's the least you got something. At least you got some kind of notification.
Yeah.
So this is the thing, though. Everything like that moves so slowly.
Isn't it? We were just talking about that.
And that's why you have to continue to live your life in the midst of it, because it could take years.
Yeah.
And you don't want and it has already, and you don't want anything to take that much energy or time from you.
Yeah.
So when you got that letter and said, April, how were you able to make yourself feel okay with that?
Right. Well, I was hoping to be sooner, but that's okay, because the longer it goes, the more money that I'm going to end up winning in the long run.
Right.
At least the good thing is, according to state law, all court cases have to be done and resolved within a 3-year period, and I'm halfway there now already with this lawsuit. So,
right.
It's got to be settled, even with appealing and everything. If the company chooses to appeal when they lose,
mm-hmm.
They're still going to have to settle. So, and another thing too, and I'm really frustrated because my wife came across something during the Vietnam War. The government was selling bracelets that belonged to MIAs, and she bought one, and she came across it a couple weeks ago. So I went on the internet and I looked up this guy's name and everything. Yeah, we found that he's still alive. He's in his 90s. He's still alive. And he lives in Tokyo, Japan with his wife. And I'm trying to get some information on him. Like, I'm trying to get either get a hold of his kids or him, because I was thinking that maybe they would love to have his bracelet.
Right.
And so far, no luck. I haven't been able to track down anybody who's given me any information on him. And it's getting really frustrating, because I would love for them to have it, because it rightfully belongs to them. So,
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Well, keep on doing the actions. I think you'll be surprised that. Did you say he was alive still?
He's still alive, and he now lives in Tokyo, Japan, with his wife, where he retired from the service in '86. He was a commander or something in our Air Force base in Tokyo.
Right. Well, this is you had to give him his bracelet. This is really a law of attraction thing, because here it is. You have to release the outcome. And,
because you know what? You have to allow it.
You have to allow
it
to happen.
Because you said, this is frustrating me, and frustration is really not a very high frequency.
Right.
It's not a vibration that you want to put out there, because you'll be attracting more frustration into your life. So,
and so how can you just release
frustration is, for lack of a better word, I'm putting in an effort to finding this person to give him his rightful belonging or to his children. So I'm putting an effort into it.
You're putting an effort. Well, yeah. Okay, and for whatever reason, you got real quiet there all of a sudden. We have like 90 seconds.
Yes,
but
less than that now, honey.
Yes, less than that. So, but Vince, what I want to say is, I'm really just tickled pink at all the actions you're taking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You really are moving your life forward.
Mm-hmm.
And do you feel better than you did 5 months ago or 4 months ago?
In a lot of senses, yes. And I know things are moving slow, and right now they're moving slow for a reason, and I have to accept that.
Yes.
Nothing else I can do about it right now.
No, and you know what? Right now, we're almost done with our show, and so, but we want to say
just hold on to that feeling that, yes, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And the better it gets, the better it's going to get.
Mm-hmm. And keep focusing on what's working.
Yes. And keep having fun with those commercials and
doing the fun stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Vince, I want you to have an excellent, excellent day today. And
I'm so glad you called us. We haven't heard from you in a while. We were hoping things are going good for you. And,
yeah.
And it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah.
So, Vince, we want you to have an excellent, excellent day. And call us back again.
Yes, please.
I definitely will.
Okay, bye, Vince.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you tomorrow.